Thank you for calling customer service. Bernadette speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, is this Quality Inn?
No, we're a third party call center that assists with over hundreds of different products.
Okay, well, you guys keep taking out of my account for the last 4 months, $67.32. It says quality, the DDA budget and quality.
Well, that might be just, it's a hundred different products.
Okay.
Which they can't list all those on the statement, so we're going to find out what you have, okay? What's your zip code?
85138. I don't know why you guys keep taking money out of my account. I didn't authorize you guys to steal money out of my account. You've been doing this since August. 85138, yep. Don Masterson, on Windrose Drive in Maricopa, Arizona. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. I just noticed it again tonight.
Let me locate your account first, and then I can see what you're saying, okay?
Appreciate it. Are you in the States?
Yes.
Oh, cool, man. Thank you. I'm in Arizona.
Okay.
I don't know. Why would they do that? They're stealing money out of my account.
Okay, Mr. Donald, I've located your account. Let me pull it up and see. You have, I already know, it's from a result of a shipping and handling charge, and it automatically rolls over to the membership. But I have to look and see.
I don't have
exactly.
No membership. I never signed up for no membership.
Okay.
I don't want to. Do you have something in writing where I signed up for something?
Yeah,
I stayed at Quality Inn for one time, and I paid all that. They charged me by the night. That was months
Wait
on
your account to load up, sir. When that loads up, I'll be able to tell you exactly what I'm looking at, okay?
I appreciate it. What's your name?
My ID is 1648725.
I'm sorry, ID. You said so fast. It's late where I'm at. See, ID what?
1648725. Okay, yes, sir. I've located your transaction, sir. So what you did here, you initially paid $7.95 for a tactical bag, and
what?
A tactical bag.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah, I got the thing, but I didn't sign up to pay.
Yes, sir. When you signed up for the 574, sir, with the terms and conditions, if they was read, it tells you that you have to let them know within a 4-day or 5-day time frame to let them know that you did not want to become a member. So when they did not hear from you, it automatically enrolled you for $67.32, and it's a monthly reoccurring charge.
It's an online
discount shopping store.
Well, I don't want it. How do I get rid of it?
Okay, sir. Yes, I can cancel that for you. Please hold.
You need to give me credit for 4 months or something, whatever you do, sir. I never use the thing.
Sir, will you please allow me?
If I have to go down
me
to my bank and dispute
sir,
it, they're going to freaking reverse it back. And I don't want to go to my bank and cause a war. You see where I bought anything from this quality discount? I never bought shit from them. You still there?
Yes, I've refunded $67.32 back to your account, sir.
They've been doing this since August.
If you had a call back in August, then it wouldn't have been a September charge, sir. If you called in September, it wouldn't have been an October charge. So I can't go back that far. I only can handle the last transaction. Also, I want to make sure your account is canceled before you get off the phone. The cancellation number is C as in Charlie, 262.
Wait a minute. C 262. Okay.
394. 332.
So this is basically a scam.
No, sir.
I didn't get anything. I got a free bag for $4.95, and they keep sending me a bunch of advertisements that I can recall on my freaking phone. I never bought anything. I didn't know what
when
I was
signing
up for.
When you signed up for it, it automatically enrolled you, okay? That was part of the – you have to let them
but
know
what,
when you don't want to
okay,
be a
well,
member.
Then I'm pretty stupid then, aren't I? It happened
no, not
four
sir.
times. What? But somebody took $67.32.
Because it's a monthly reoccurring charge, sir.
Mm-hmm. But what did I get for it?
It's an online discount shopping store. You had
I
access.
Never used it.
That doesn't take away the fact they won't charge you for it because you didn't use it.
Wow, man. This is a scam. All right. So
what I've done, sir,
do?
I'm trying to get it canceled for you now, which I have gotten it canceled. Hold on a minute here.
Man, I'm a sucker, I guess. They think you're going to give me a free little bag. The thing was a little pouch. And all I do is get all these ads that I pay $67.32 for. You know what? I thought it was a Quality Inn because I stay at a Quality Inn. That's why I never called. I go to a Quality Inn once a month. So I thought, well, it must be budget Quality Inn. You know, Quality Inns nationwide where you go stay at a hotel when I have to travel.
Yes, sir.
Wow. That's the way it says, is budget Quality Inn. That's where I stay at a hotel once a month. So I thought, well, they're charging me for something. Then I got thinking, wait, I haven't been to a hotel 2 months, so I caught it tonight. That's not right.
All righty, sir. So I refunded $67.32. I've canceled the membership, so you won't have any additional charges, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you for calling Customer Support. Have a wonderful night.
That's all you can do for me.
Yes, sir. Let's see here. Yeah, because I can't do anything about those previous months.
Wow. There's three previous months, right? It's August. Does that sound right? Or can you tell me?
August 15th is the earliest I have seen something, sir.
Yeah. One. So it's August, September, October. So it's three. Correct?
Let's go back to that page, sir.
Yeah. Don't take it personal. I'm sorry to yell. I don't mean to yell at you, but gosh damn. I mean, I'm a sucker.
It's
That's
been since August
say.
20th, I'm, sir. When you pay, it was just the terms and conditions. So when you paid the terms and reason, it would have picked up before then, but it declined all the way up until August 22nd. So initially, it didn't really start until August 22nd when they was able to get when they was able to get the amount for it.
Yeah, well, that's when I bought a pouch over this fucking, excuse my French, Ace Hardware.
Yes.
And they signed me up for this. Well, I got the pouch. When I got the thing, it's like a little tiny purse. It's like it wasn't even worth, $5, whatever I paid for shipping.
Okay, sir. I got you canceled. Your refund is done. I have other calls in the queue holding, so I have to move on. But thank you for calling customer service,
I appreciate
okay?
it. So you're saying they charged me for 3 months then?
Yes, sir.
And you got the one taken off for November, I guess, and I'm canceled.
Yes,
okay.
sir. All right. Thank you. Thank
you,
for calling customer service.
You have a good night. Well, I don't know where you're at, but it's going on 11 here.
Yes, I sure will.
Right.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.